This is Passport to Texas. Steps are being taken to restore the endangered Aplomato falcon to its native range, and one state park will play a role in this effort. Brian Frazier has more.
We had some habitat destruction and just practices that we weren't aware of what we were doing as a culture that ended up impacting these birds of prey. Well, in the years and decades since, we've been able to learn from our mistakes and we're actually able to bring back some of these beautiful, magnificent birds of prey to the South Texas coast. You've got an existing population of about 35 or so nesting Aplomato falcons, and we're now putting more in at Mustang Island State Park. It's a real creative task force effort from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Peregrine Fund and Texas Parks and Wildlife and the National Park Service and all of these groups and agencies that have interest in protecting and preserving our resources are bringing back these birds. They're putting them up on these 10 and 12 foot tall platforms called hack sites, and they're putting chicks in there, getting them acclimated to the habitat, getting them ready to leave the nest and help fill some of those habitat gaps in between existing populations. And Mustang Island State Park is right near Corpus. It's there on a key part of the shoreline. It's a great place to get those birds back to where they belong.
Thanks, Brian. That's our show for today with funding provided by Chevrolet, supporting outdoor recreation in Texas because there's life to be done. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.